Tonight we'll be talking about levels of sleep. I'm a big expert in that.
Sleep,
yeah, I'm a big expert. Levels of sleep. Yeah, and it's interesting, the place we discuss, an interesting shayla as well, is there a difference between beginning, it's also relevant to halacha lemaisa, but the place can discuss as to whether the beginning of the sleep is a deeper sleep or towards the end. Again, as far as I'm concerned, they're both about the same. The middle, that's the best part. Yeah. When is the sleep the better sleep? Beginning is the best sleep. Yeah.
If you manage to fall asleep straight, the beginning is the best.
Ah, yeah.
Then
afterwards, you get woken up, and that's it. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't mind.
You're happy either way. It's fine for any part. Yes, the post can be addressed at China. What's the best? And there's also the level of dozing off, which we'll be talking about, which is really, really interesting. Yeah, we'll get to that shortly, Mitzvah Shem. Okay, and I want to get to see if Yud Gimel as well. Yud Gimel addresses the Shiloh of interrupting the Megillah by some explanations. We're going to get to that and see if Yud Gimel, Haroch Lemaisa, the explanatory Megillah, if that's acceptable or not. That would mean see if Yud Gimel will get to Haroch Lemaisa, which may seem as a Chiddush. See if Yud, Misha de Alas. Somebody who knows a foreign language, it's in our editions, the bottom line of the page. Misha de'ala, somebody who speaks a foreign language, ve'yodea shuris, and he does, if he is referring to Lashon HaKodesh, and he does know how to, he understands the Lashon HaKodesh of the Megillah. Eino yoytze belas. So everything that we learned yesterday, that a person can be moitzi someone else, if, you know, in English, So that the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that that's all true. If he can only speak English, if he doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, that's true. But if he does understand another language, if he does understand, then the halach is you can't be moitzi. If he does understand Lashon HaKodesh, you won't be able to be yoitze with a different language. Misha de'alas ve'de'ashur is somebody who knows both a foreign language and Lashon HaKodesh, eino yoitze belas. He can't be yoitze with las, with a foreign language. V'yesh ayimim sheyoitze, and some do say that you can be yoitze. Says the Mishneh Berurah in Tzif Kotten Lamed Gimel, eino yoitze belas. Mashma das hamechaba. It sounds like from the opinion of the Mechaba, listoim kedazu, that it sounds like from the Mechaba that he holds that eino yoitze belas, that if you do speak two languages, you can't be. If you do understand Lashon HaKodesh, you can't be Yotze with a foreign language. That's what the opinion of Shulchan Aruch seems to me. If you do say first the Megillah in English, and after it turns out it actually understands Lashon HaKodesh, you have to go over the Megillah again, but you won't make a brach on it. The Sofik brach is the okay, because at the end of the day, it's a Sofik brach is the okay. He said that if somebody is Moitzi, In that way, others, then you can't actually be yoitze on moitzi others. Even if somebody, in other words, if somebody is reading in English the Megillah, and he himself knows both English and Lashon HaKodesh, and he wants to be moitzi others by going through the Megillah in English, and the listeners, they're only understanding English. Can he be moitzi them or not? Interesting question. Again, he himself knows both Lashon HaKodesh and English. He wants to be moitzi others who only speak English. Can you be moitzi others by reading the Megillah in English or not? Interesting question. So the Mishneh Berurah says that it sounds like from the poskim that you can't be moitzi. You can't. The key with the key also since that kia doesn't work for him because he talks Lashon HaKodesh, so the English kia doesn't work for him. He can't be moitzi. This kia doesn't work for him. He can't be moitzi others. Right. Yes, Chavos Yoyeh, yeah. Yeah, unless the Chavos Yoyeh, good point. So it could be that the Chavos Yoyeh was referring to specifically to ladies who really, really, are you saying that, oh, I see, you can't be moitzi. Yes, that's right. That's right. Could be the Chavos Yoyeh wouldn't be like that stam. Yeah, good point. Yeah. Yeah. What about the word that we referred to yesterday? How are you going to do that in English? Imagine you're amotzi a public that really don't, they really don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. They really don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. So we learned, if they really don't understand, you can be amotzi to them, or a person can be amotzi to them by reading in English. Right, we just had a disclaimer that himself can't, you know, if that wouldn't work if he speaks Lashon HaKodesh. But a person is going to be most of them who only speaks English. What are you going to do about the words that we said yesterday there's no translation? What are you going to do about that?
If there's no translation, then one has to say them in Lashon HaKodesh.
You have to say Lashon HaKodesh. Here, here. Yeah, is that what you suggested as well? There is, we're just not aware, we don't know, the Gemara says, we don't know what the translation is.
So
we are not, we know it's a type of mules. We know it's a type of mule that we, the Pasuk is referring to, but we don't exactly know which ones.
So
you're suggesting, do it in both. Do those words they're referring to, do it in both languages. Mishnah Musif Kot Lamadalet Vish, I'm Shiyotze. Da! You should know, says the Mishnah Berurah, bottom line. Tabachol Markim Dabrin on the Yoitze Balas. Whenever we said it can be Yoitze, the mitzvah of reading a foreign language. Hainu, Shal Kolponim Tevas Achashtoronim Bnei Aramochim. At the very least, Achashtoronim Bnei Aramochim Yikol if they're Lashon HaKodesh. Those words, you should read in Lashon HaKodesh. You don't say you have to, you say, don't translate them. If you don't know translation, if you don't know the precise translation, as you suggested, you just leave it out and you say in Lashon HaKodesh. Very interesting. Well, what are you going to? If it's an, the argument would be that since you don't know the translation, or it's not going to be precise, you're going to say something which is not accurate, you make something which is not a translation. If you don't know something, you're better off leaving it out altogether. The truth is that what you're saying may be true. We're going to get to that with as to whether it's considered a hefsek or not. That will seem Sifid Gimel. That's going to be the Sifid Gimel discussing it, but. Leaving out the shine of Hefsek, what's the point of saying something which may not be accurate?
Because if you're translating, if you're giving over a beginner in English, then you get to that thing and you say, we don't exactly know what it is, but it's probably something in the region of. Then that's not any worse than saying something in Hebrew that you have no idea what it means.
Good. So you're suggesting you should actually say some sort of English addition to that. Is that what you're suggesting?
It can't be
worse than not saying anything. Why are you saying it could be what?
Maybe it's wrong.
Maybe it's wrong. Yeah. Well, we know roughly what it means. We're not... So you're saying that...
But Hesse's not a problem.
Right.
You missed the word out.
Correct. Yeah. What were you suggesting?
It is worse, because otherwise you can't say it in the beginning. You say it wrong, you
missed the word out. Right. Yeah, but there is no... The point that is mentioned over here is that you're not likely to be wrong. You're not going to be... It should not be... It may not be absolutely precise. It may not be accurate. But we're not going to be wrong, really. It's not going to be said. That's the point you're making, right? It's not going to be wrong.
We know that it is a genus of donkey. You translate it as a genus of donkey. And
right.
That is technically correct.
Yeah.
You don't know which subgenus, but who cares?
Right. Right, okay. Because we want to translate, not explain. We want to have a precise translation of the Megillah. But the truth is, you're actually right, because we're going to get next week, in Sifid Gimel, we'll see that you can actually do something similar to that. So let's leave this open for a moment, and we'll get back to that in Sifid Gimel. Says the Rama, Ve'im Ksuva B'Shnei Leshoinos, a Megillah that is written in two languages. And Mishnah Berurah explains what that means in some Sifkot Lamed Hei. Kegoin Miktzas HaMegillah B'Loshon Echot. Half the Megillah is written in one language. V'Miktzas B'Loshon Acheres. And the second part of the Megillah is written in a different language. So the halacha is, Mi Shemevinim Yotzu. Not a problem. You can have a language which is partially in English, partially in a different language. That's fine. As long as somebody who reads it understands it, that's fine. Yeah. Why?
Because
nowadays people understand Lashon HaKodesh?
Yeah, because it's Ba'asot.
The truth is that if people understand, you're right, you can't be Yotzei. And that actually leads us to Sifid Aleph. Yesh Limchois. You have to protest, you have to be Moicha. Biyada Koyrim Lenoshim. People who read the Megillah to women. Beloshen Las. In English, in a different language. Afal Piksha Sheksuva Beloshen Las. So we here we've got. The Shulchan Aruch says, you can't read the Megillah to women in a different language. But why not? We said yesterday that there is a strong argument that you can. So what does Shulchan Aruch say? That you can't read the Megillah in different language. The Mishnah Berurah suggests two reasons why you can't. Why do you have to be moicha on people who are moitzi their wives in a different language? Mishnah Berurah gives two suggestions. Sif Katan La Yud Lamed Zayin. Yesh limchos biatam adavo mishum da gvorim akorim. Because the men who are moitzi losh na kodesh yesh lochus ledas apoyskim. You have to be choishes. You have to suspect the opinion of the poyskim. The shloim the heichud who may be losh na kodesh and yoytze bekriya velas. Now the men, they can't be moitzi their wives reading the Megillah in English because they understand themselves Loshna Kodesh. So that's exactly the point that you made in Chavas Yoyeh. So it's a problem. They can't be moitzi because if they understand both languages, how can they be moitzi the women in English? Because they can't be yoitzi that way. But the truth is, yeah, okay, let's wait. Umimelin yochol hoitzi bekirzu aflemisha enu mevin Loshna Kodesh. Therefore you can't be moitzi others because, you know, he understands both languages. Oit, another reason why the Mishnah Berurah suggests to explain the Shulchan Aruch. Why can't you read in English to the women? Mishom da achashtoroni b'nei aramochim again. These achashtoroni b'nei aramochim again. She'en yodua belaz shalohen. It's impossible to translate accurately. V'im toima. And if you're going to say, yikru achashtoroni b'nei aramochim b'losh na'kodesh, you're going to tell me she read in losh na'kodesh. Yeishleim ato also lechatchila likoyzer b'shtalei son. It said that lechatchila, you shouldn't read in both languages. Lechatchila. So the mechov here is actually on the lechatchila. Don't read the Megillah for women in English because of two reasons. Either because if you understand English yourself, you can't do it. Or if you understand yourself, Losh Nakodesh, you can't do it. Alternatively, the second reason Mishnah Berurah suggests is because you're going to say, Achashtoron ibn Aramachim, how are you going to do that? And if you're going to tell me you're going to say it in Losh Nakodesh, well, then you're going to say the Megillah in two languages and that's not lechatchila. That's not lechatchila. Okay, so I find it interesting because Yesh Lim Chos B'yad HaKoyrim. Yesh Lim, you have to protest, you have to make a mecha. Now, according to the second understanding, what's the mecha on? On the lechatchila. Because, of course, you can be moitzi if he's saying, Achashtoron ibn Aramachim, you can be moitzi. It's a bit interesting. Yeah. Okay, continue to say if you'd base. Yeah, clearly. Yeah. Yeah, Korom is Namnem. Okay. Somebody reads when he is falling asleep. Can you imagine that? So when he reads the Megillah when he's falling asleep, I must say, I will remember how I went once to a shir from somebody who was an absolute unbelievable Talmud Chacham, a really outstanding Talmud Chacham, an exceptional Talmud Chacham. He was so familiar. It was actually a shir on Shulchan Aruch. He was such an unbelievable Talmud Chacham that he was extremely tired. He was known that he sleeps very, very, very little. Literally, like really hours, a few hours. And he is so familiar with the material that you can see how he's falling asleep while delivering his shir. And that, it's quite unbelievable, but you could see how he's falling asleep and the flow still, he didn't interrupt. But it was so, the Shulchan Aruch is like, you know, I know we can fall asleep when we, you know, he was so familiar in the Chayim that he was mamash falling asleep. So imagine somebody, Korah misnamnem, you read the Megillah and you're falling, and you're misnamnem, we're going to define that, it's a level of sleeping. Hoil, you're dozing off, I think I should translate into dozing off. Hoil v'no nerdem b'sheina, since you didn't fall asleep properly and deeply, yes, yotza, you're yotza. So if you're dozing off whilst you're reading the Megillah, you are yotza. Avalim shama misnamnem, but if you're listening to the Megillah, if you're dozing off, lo yotza, you're not yotza. So if you're reading the Megillah and you're dozing off, it's fine, you're yotza. But if you're listening to the Megillah whilst you're dozing off, it's a problem. Why do you think? Why is that so?
You have less concentration, kavana, when you're listening than if you're actually reading the Megillah, I think.
Very good. You think that's just physically, it's less concentration.
Yes.
Yeah? Less concentration. What do you think? Oh, very good. Shomea Koine. If you're not actually listening, then it's not Shomea Koine. You're lacking in. So, you know, can't be Yotze. Yeah, what do you think? Why? Yeah, say. Yeah?
The main thing is hearing.
The person reading the Megillah, if he's dozing off,
as long as he's saying the words.
So he's Yotze. Very interesting. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Lametes. First of all, let's define dozing off. Kara misnamnem. Or misnamnem nikra. Somebody who's dozing off is called. Kegoin, such as the korilei, ve'oni, ve'lo yodal adure svore. Dozing off, the level of dozing off that we're referring to, is somebody that you call him and he's going to answer back. You call him his name. Yankel is going to look, he's going to look up. But lo yodal adure svore. He can't answer something. If you ask something a little bit more deep, he's not going to be, he won't be able to. So he can, he's, when he says his name, he's going to look up, half asleep, dozing or like half asleep. That's called nisnamnem. V'chimat kerulei mitka. But if you remind him something, he's going to say, oh yeah, like, you know, oh yeah. I think we're all very familiar in that. No, we know what it is, no? So, v'tzorich loima, yeah, so that's what we're talking about. So if you're misnamnem, that level of half asleep, that level of dozing off, that if you're reading the Megillah like that, you're yoitze. If you're listening, you're not yoitze. Now I want to ask you a question the Mishneh Berurah says over here. He says, the Mishneh Berurah addresses the Shaila, what about Kavon to be Moitzi? It's a very interesting question that he asked that. How can he be Moitzi? How can you have Kavon to be Moitzi others? Interesting question. If you're reading the Megillah like that, and you're like half asleep, so how can you be Moitzi others? Interesting question.
If you started off,
brilliant. That's exactly what the Mishneh Berurah says. So the Mishneh Berurah says over here, "V'tzorich loyim adim mikom mokim yochal lechavelatzi." See, we're talking about somebody who's got still the kavanah to be moitzi, the mitzvah tzichas kavanah. He says, certainly, we're talking about the person who still has got enough kavanah to be moitzi. But the question, of course, is how can that be? So the Mishneh Berurah in Lamed Tes in Shaar Tzion says, he asked that question. He said, how can that be? How can that be? And then he says, if you look in Sifkot Lamed Tes, he says, "Betchila sakriya yechavim b'derech klal lotzis b'kriya zu." He said that we're talking about, and then he asked, let me read the next few words. It is poshut. The nimnum enoi motzoi. It is unlikely that you're dozing off. Koidem sheis chelikrois. You're unlikely to be half asleep at the beginning. However expert Baal Koira is, he's unlikely to be dozing off at the very beginning. Elo basa sheischa, it's only after he has started reading, that's when he's like falling to doze off. Vim kenos eshap. It's exactly what you're answering, that's exactly what he said. He says that what, he must be clearly talking about somebody that's got kavanah to be moitzi. Says in Shaar Tzion, and it's sufficient to have that kavanah to be moitzi at the very beginning. When you're starting off the broch, and you say, avayim v'meachashverosh, you have kavanah to be moitzi, you're not dozing off, that's when it really counts. Afterwards, you're halfway through the Megillah, the Baal Koira starts to like fall asleep, half asleep, then it doesn't matter anymore because Koram is namnem, yoitze.
If you start listening with the kavanah to be yoitze, and you're technically hearing every word, albeit you're not processing it, then what are you, chosa?
Good. This is the behetev later on, and we'll get to that, Mitzvah Shem. If you can be yoitze that way.
The answer to that question is toilet.
Right, so let me answer what the behetev says later. The behetev says, if you heard every word, but you had no kavana, but you know that you heard every word, you're yoitze. That's what the behetev paskens. We're all in the same boat. We're all in the same boat. Yeah, so that's what that, yeah, he said, if you heard every word, yeah, yeah, it's a. You can, that is the chiddush that what? That? A shmia without kavanah. Yes. Especially as you're saying that the Mishneh Berurah's mahalach is that mitzvah tzichas kavanah. That is, although it's, some would say that by the rabbanon, other chayim by the rabbanon, there's no mitzvah tzichas kavanah. But as you're saying, the Mishneh Berurah's approach is that mitzvah tzichas kavanah. Nevertheless, you're yoitze. Yeah, it's chiddush. It's a chiddush. Yeah. Correct.
So the carry that's even though the mitzvah might be little, the carry that
chile. Yeah, it is. It is. But that's Mishneh Berurah Paskens Lamed Tes. Yeah, it is a chiddush. Yeah.
He himself, the one who's reading, he himself feels just by reading, because if he's
yeah, good question. Yeah, good question. The question is this: what about the person reading himself? The person reading the Megillah himself. He's also, right, he's dozing off. So, how can he be yotze with his own reading? Because it's true that he's reading, but how about his listening is not that great? So how can he be yotze with his own kriya? Good question. Good question. What do you think about that?
He's doing the kriya. He's doing the actual...
Yeah, but he also has to listen as well, like everyone else.
Right.
Or is just yours? Is just
good. So the answer to that question is that it sounds like, not only from here, but it sounds like that the Baal Koyer himself is Yotz the Mitzvah, not through the Shmir, but through the reading. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That's why we said that
right. Correct. Right. Yeah, but he won't be able to be Yotze. He won't be able to be Yotze, the Shmir Zamegila. Yeah, because there's a mitzvah Shmir Zamegila.
Let's tell you on the Kriya, this guy's falling asleep and he's still...
It does go with Shmir Koina. Right. So you think Acher should be Yotze, you're saying? Yeah. You think that?
That same logic. Unless at least in the beginning he has to be Yotze, which he won't be Acher.
Right.
It's still the one he's reading.
You think that if it definitely goes to Shmir Koina, so if it's Shmir Koina.
He hears the beginning. That's what we said. Beginning, he's okay. And as he reads the story, he starts to get tired.
Yeah.
So he started off correctly, and then it's okay.
Something to think about. It's a good question. Good question, something to think about. Yeah, good question. I haven't got an answer. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Continues. Right, see if you gimel. Hoya Koisva. Imagine somebody who writes the Megillah. He's writing the Megillah. Shekoyre posuk b'Megillah shumatik b'menu v'koisva. So he's doing the following. He's writing the Megillah as a sofer, but as he's writing the Megillah, he's copying the Megillah and he's writing the Megillah. And as he's writing the Megillah, he actually reads the Megillah. So he must be a very fast writer, but he's actually reading whilst writing. Does that make sense? Reading whilst writing. So the halacha is im ki melibo lotzei sidei chavosoi yotza. If he has got kavana to be yotza, and he's yotza. Ve'ush teksuva kula lefana b'megillah shematik memen. Providing that he's using a megillah, he's reading from a megillah which is complete, you can be yotza. So again, he's a person who's copying a megillah sofer. He's got a full megillah on the side, and he's copying it on his megillah. He's copying and he's writing it down. So if he's reading and writing, if he's using the Megillah as a source for what he's saying for the reading, then it's actually Yotze if it's got Kavana. Im kevan lebel Yotze zidichavos Yotze. V'uj teksuva lefonav Megillah shematik memenu. V'chein, similarly, im hayo megia, if he was magia to say, if he was checking over the Megillah. V'chein im hayo doyrsha, and also if he was doyrsha, he was explaining the Megillah. Shekoyre posuk b'megillah shleima, he was reading a complete pasuk in the Megillah, but doyrsha, and then he explained it. Im kiven lotzeis, yedei chayvasoi, if his intention was to be yoitze, he is Yotze. If his convention was to be Motzi, is Yotze. That's the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch Paskens. So we're learning over here that if you're reading it and you're writing it simultaneously, you're reading it and you're checking it at the same time, or you're reading it and you're adding explanations to it in the middle, you can actually be Yotze. You can actually be Yotze. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkotan, Sifkot Mem Gimel is, we've covered that point already, but let's go over it again. Him Kimeli Bolot says the Mishnah Berurah, Sosam Bezek HaPoiskim, the Shulchan Aruch Paskens over here, the Sfiru LeMitzvah Tzichas Kavana, Lot Tzdei Meha Mitzvah. We see over here again, for the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like, says the Mishnah Berurah, that Mitzvah Tzichas Kavana applies over here for the Rabbanon too. But most importantly, in Sifkot Mem Zayin, says the Mishnah Berurah, Binyonim Acherim, Hainu Shaloi Mi, excuse me, that's the, that's the next line. Lo yafsik bo binyonim acherim kshedoyosh shel shulchan aruch. But you may not interrupt when you're explaining the Megillah. Yes, you're allowed to explain it, but don't interrupt by explanations binyonim acherim, other foreign points. That's no good. She also lahafsik bo binyonim acherim, different subject. That's considered a hafsik. That's a problem. What does that sound like, though? That if you're interrupting and you're saying relevant points, sounds like it's fine. Unbelievable. You can explain the Megillah, you can read the passage in the Megillah, explain it. As long as it's relevant, it's not in Yonim Acherim, it's not foreign subject, it's relevant, It's not considered a hefsek. It's fine. It's totally fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if kot mevzam binyanim acherim, haynu shaloyim inyan shaloyim. Anything which is Purim related is considered topical. You can interrupt the Megillah with a topical addition, as long as it's connected to Purim. So it doesn't even have to be an absolute. It doesn't have to be a translation even. Even if you're adding inspirational points, you're adding some halachas which are minyane shel yoim. It's very broad term, Mishnah Berurah. Minyane shel yoim doesn't have to be completely connected to the text. It can be more broad. You're still. It's fine. It's fine. It's not considered hefsek. Mishnah Berurah says, you say you're machmir. We never heard anybody saying explanatory Megillah. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkotten, Mem Gimel in Sharetzien. Umashma, I'm quoting the Rosh. Umashma shom de binyone shalom loy choshing hefsek klal. It's not considered interruption at all. And now look at the next three words. Ve'afilu lechatchila shori. It's even fine lechatchila. So how about that? Should we do it? It's quite amazing. It's almost amazing.
I think you don't find that
by
any other
career. Says that's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah asked. Next line. Ve'ein mizerai lekiras ha'toyah. You can't ask from a kiras ha'toyah, but kiras ha'toyah won't find it. Just as you are asking, don't see it anywhere else. The hachik de lefasim nisa shorav. Here, it's different because in Pirsum Anes, it's all part of the Pirsum Anes. Publication of the miracles of Ribbono Shel Olam. So if people understand it better, they're more inspired by that. There's no Pirsum Anes by Kiras HaTorah. There's no Pirsum Anes by Megillas Eicha or by Megillas Rus. There's no Pirsum Anes. Only specifically with regards to.
I suppose it's not done because people haven't got patience.
Is that the answer? Is that why people don't do it?
I'm saying, what was it
done
days
ago? I don't know. All I know is that the Chavas Yoed that I mentioned yesterday. Who said that? But it wasn't explanatory. It was just explanatory. I don't have any source for explanatory.
About not hearing every single word.
Yeah, that's not a contradiction because you're going to make sure to hear every single word, but then you're going to add some points.
Aha,
you're saying it's even lechatchila it's fine, says the Mishnah Berurah. Even lechatchila, yes. A pause. You have to be moitzi. Well, it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah said earlier that if you have at the beginning of a good kavana, that will be fine for the rest. Sounds like even if you have a hefsek. Yes.
People are fasting.
By night, you're saying. By night, people are fasting. Haven't got, people are
fasting. By day, people are absolutely shattered when they get up.
And it's a very rushed day.
So, no one's got the time.
No, there's no time for it. As opposed to Tisha B'Av, you can, people, the Chatzos, you can't do milachos anyway, so.
Yeah, you think you find? Yeah,
okay. Mishnah Berurah says, "Afudelechatchila shari." Yeah, okay, fine.